I think there's a misunderstanding there because, you know, what we export is very different from what we import. We're exporting tongues, we're exporting short ribs, short plates, a lot of things that, that Americans aren't looking for when they go to the grocery store or even when they go to restaurants. Now, I'm a consumer that actually likes those things, so I'm a little disappointed to see how expensive they could be, but I know that the prices that we can fetch for those cuts in Asia and in Latin America are much, much higher than what we can get here in the domestic market. But on imports, I think it's important to realize that, you know, only 11% of the beef that is consumed in the United States is from an imported source. And of that 11%, 72% of it comes in the form of lean beef trimmings. Now, that all goes into make ground beef. And I know there are people out there that raise grass-finished cattle. They say, well, we have lean beef. But the truth of the matter is, we primarily produce grain-finished beef. That's what our system is designed to do because that's what American consumers really want. And in order for us to meet that ground beef demand, we would have to stop producing for that grain-finished market. And you know, and at that point, we're trading ribeyes for ground beef. Well, you talk to our producers, they're going to make more money selling those muscle cuts than their trimmings. So we're actually able to take a value add or make a value added product with those imports. And so I just think it's important that we understand, you know, the true relationship there. Plus, you have to keep in mind, for a country to gain any access to the United States, they have to go through rigorous audit and review process through USDA, and that takes years to accomplish. So I think it's important we understand all the facts, and the truth is we dominate the American market. Most of our beef is going to be consumed here, and the value add we get from those exports really drives value for our cattle.